You remember the cleaning unit that was working near the hangar door when Barv and Yakiel went around the bend? When her father nodded, Jaina picked up the parasite droid and twirled it between her thumb and forefinger. I found this little guy hidden inside it. When neither of her parents showed any interest in how Jaina had found the bug, one that had been missed by Temple security at least a dozen times, she knew something was terribly wrong. She returned the parasite to the table, then watched in growing concern as her parents came closer. What is it? Her father came to her side.
Sweetheart, there's just no easy way to tell you this.
He took both her hands, and Jaina sighed with relief. At least no one else in the family was dead. If someone had died, her father would have crushed her in a bear hug. And anyway, she would have felt it in the Force first. There weren't that many solo Skywalkers left. When her father did not seem able to say more, Jaina turned to her mother.
Did Ben go?
She asked. I know Silgall thinks it's the students who are at shelter that are at risk.
Ben's fine, as far as we know, Leia said. This is about Jag.
No, I just talked to Jag, unless there's been an assassination attempt in the last... Jaina checked her chrono and was alarmed to see that Jag could be arriving at any minute now. 10 minutes, he's perfectly well.
He won't be after you hear this, her father said. Brace yourself, kid.
Jaina frowned.
For what? Sweetheart, there's something Jag has been keeping from you.
Her mother glanced at her father, then continued.
Your father and I thought you should hear it from us first.
What?
Jaina pulled her hands free of her father's grasp, then cocked her brow.
You're going to tell me Jag's been seeing someone else?
To Jaina's dismay, her parents did not even crack a smile.
Worse, her father said. He's been holding out on you.
I seriously doubt that, Dad.
Jaina plucked at a robe.
Jedi, remember?
So's your mother, he countered. And she only knows half my secrets.
Her mother shot him a quick, so you think, glare, then turned back to Jaina.
Jaina, you can't know about this.
Because if you did, we wouldn't have had to hear about it from a spy.
Her father took her hands again.
Jaina, sweetheart, Chief Dalla is sending for Mandalorians.
Jaina's stomach sank. She finally understood what her parents had come to tell her about Jag, and she knew how betrayed they must feel by his decision to keep the information secret. But she also felt immensely relieved, because she no longer had to struggle with her own divided loyalties by keeping the secret herself. In truth, she'd been wondering how long she could hold out.
This is good information,
her mother said, apparently misinterpreting the reason for Jaina's thoughtfulness.
It comes right from the top.
So?
Realizing that she had to react as though this wasn't old news to her, Jaina pulled her hands free again and raised a thumb.
First, who cares? Unless Boba Fett is coming himself, we can handle a company of Mandos without getting our robes dirty.
But there will still be a battle,
her mother reminded her.
And in that kind of fight, everyone loses something.
Yeah, her father agreed. And right now, the last thing the Jedi need showing up on the Holonews is a bunch of dead Mandalorians on the temple doorsteps.
Point taken,
Jaina said. She really didn't want to ask this next question. Clearly, her parents already knew, somehow, that Jag had been keeping his knowledge to himself. Her only chance to redeem him in their eyes would be to make them see that Jag had been honor-bound to keep the secret. Well, to make her mother see it. Her father would never understand. But if Jaina could convince her mother, then her mother would eventually make her father forgive Jag.
But I don't see what all this has to do with Jag,
Jaina continued.
Unless those Mandalorian companies are arriving on Imperial transport.
It wouldn't surprise me, her father snorted.
Well, it would me, Jaina shot back. The Moffs made it death for Boba Fett to return to Mandalore forever. I don't see the Mandalorians asking anyone in the Empire for a ride.
True, her mother said. But you're a smart girl, Jaina. You know what we mean.
Jaina sighed. Letting her chin drop like a 10-year-old caught in a lie, she surreptitiously checked her chrono once more. It had been nearly a quarter hour since she had calmed Jag. Assuming he had been on his way to meet Dalla, he couldn't have been very far from the temple at the time. He'd be here any minute, and the last thing she needed was for him to come striding into the lab before she made her parents understand why he had kept the secret, at least if she wanted them to come to the wedding.
Okay, Jaina said. Let's say Jag did know the Mandalorians were coming. So what? That doesn't mean he should tell us.
What are you, going bug bent again? Her father exploded. We're the closest thing he's got to family right now, and Luke's the one who gave him that gig.
And that gig comes with a long list of duties and obligations, Jaina replied just as hotly. None of which includes being a Jedi. He's having enough trouble keeping the Moffs in line without getting into the middle of our problems with Dala.
Jaina knew by the long silence that followed that she had just let the Rancor jump out of the pit. She hadn't been shocked enough, angry enough to be hearing this for the first time. Her father winced like a sabacc player who had just realized he was betting into a perfect hand, and she turned to find her mother studying her with a slack jaw and narrowed eyes.